Effective families know that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. They value and benefit from differences in others. Next, Stephen shows how one family applied the principle of synergy by turning differences into a solution that each family member felt good about.
I've often told the story about a fight going on between a father and a mother about where they were going to have their vacation. The mother wanted to be with her mother, who was ailing. The father had already told the boys he was going to take them fishing. Well, you can just imagine the situation as they interacted back and forth. I want to see my mother. I don't know how long she's going to be around, and I haven't taken care of her, and my sister has been with her all the time. Yeah, but this is my vacation. I've been looking forward to it. I promised the boys, it's not anything about your mother. I love your mother. I'd like to be with her. But right now, we need to take attention with these boys. Well, my mother is terrible. Well, these boys are terribly important. Can you imagine? What are we going to do? All you have to do is deeply build habits 4, 5, and 6, and you can say to the other, honey, why don't we see if we can communicate and see if we can find a solution that is better? Because I can see how strong you feel, but I feel equally as strong. And let's say she says, I can't see anything that could be synergistic about this. I mean, we're either with my mother or we're going and playing and fishing. I just, back and forth. They didn't see it, okay? Or maybe she's the one that speaks up and says, I don't know what it would be, but would you be willing to try to communicate toward a win-win synergistic goal? Then one person says, let me see if I can fully understand your point. Your mother's really ailing, your sister's been taking care of it, and this is a one opportunity to spend a full week rather than just a quick visit.